RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
Thanks, Angus. Well, the tally of Irish trained winners is at 8 heading into day 3 of the Cheltenham Festival. The Stayers Hurdle is today's feature race, with Flooring Porter bidding for back-to-back wins. We're joined now live from the course by reporter Rupert Bell. And Rupert, it looked fairly wet and bleak there yesterday. So what are conditions like this morning?
In terms of the weather, it's a polar opposite. It's a gloriously crisp, sunny morning here at Prestbury Park. And, of course, they're running on a different track. This is a new course, and the ground is officially described as soft, heavy in places. Now, every weather forecast that the clerk of the course here had been looking at suggested we'd hardly be getting any rain. Well, they had over an inch of rain yesterday, hence the reason why it turned to heavy conditions during yesterday's, dramatic day, particularly with regard to Tiger Roll. But today, very different to conditions. The crowd will obviously enjoy it, and obviously, looking at the entries, I'm sure there will be a stack full of Irish winners as well, particularly in the two championships races. Aloha's going to be a hot favourite for maybe an 83rd win for Willie Mullins at the festival, and as you say, Flooring Porter is going to go off favourite, but I'd be concerned his temperament can let him down.
And you mentioned there the defeat yesterday for the highly popular Tiger Roll, just pipped in the cross-country race. It must have been an afternoon of mixed emotions for owner Michael O'Leary.
Yes, and he even said he feels that he wished Tiger Roll had won rather than his horse in his own ownership, Delta Work One. And we got a bit of comedy booing as the horse walked back to the winner's enclosure from the crowd, who really wanted to see the Tiger Roll go out with a victory. He tried his heart out, but, you know, the perfect script, you know, it wasn't quite the Hollywood ending. But actually, you know, the way he tried to win actually feels even better, you know, because you could still see that he was giving his all, even in conditions that are alien to him, was trying to do what he does best in winning races. He's left an indelible mark on the festival with his 5 wins and his 2 Grand National wins. And we can say what a super little superstar he's been for jump racing, not only in this country, but obviously back home in Ireland.
For sure. And just give us then, Rupert, a sense of what we can expect today in the big races.
Well, Flooring Porter, obviously from Ireland, will have plenty of supporters. There's a bit of a word going around for Champ and Nicky Henderson's runner, ridden by John Joe and Neil Jr. I'd love to see Paisley Park regain his crown. He's got, he will have a very popular fan base supporting him as well. But you do expect Willie Mullins probably to be the dominant feature in the Ryanair chase, with Aloha, who clearly looks the pick of the 2.5 mile chasers.
Okay, very good, Rupert. Thanks for that. That's Rupert Bell speaking to us live from Cheltenham. Well, Liverpool beat Arsenal 2-0 to cut Manchester City's lead at the top of the Premier League table to a single point. Diego Jota and Roberto Firmino scored the goals for Jurgen Klopp's side. Spurs kept themselves in the hunt for a top four finish. Goals from Christian Romero and Harry Kane secured a 2-0 win for them away to Brighton. The holders Chelsea made light of their off-pitch problems to reach the Champions League quarter-finals by beating Lille 2-1 in France to complete a 4-1 victory over the two legs. The Blues progressed thanks to goals from Christian Pulisic and Cesar Azpilicueta. Villarreal scored 3 late goals to secure a 3-0 victory against Juventus in Turin, going through 4-1 on aggregate. Corrigan Park in Belfast has been given the all-clear to host next month's Ulster Football Championship game between Antrim and Cavan. Cavan had controversially requested that the game be moved to a bigger venue, but last night the Ulster Council confirmed that a number of measures which will enhance the health and safety arrangements at Corrigan Park had been agreed, and the 3,700 capacity venue will host the game. 6 weeks ahead of her showdown against Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor has revealed that she was troubled by a calf injury during her last 2 fights. Taylor told a podcast in America that she fought with a torn calf, although she didn't comment on whether she's now recovered. The Ireland rugby head coach Andy Farrell will name his starting 15 to play Scotland at lunchtime. Ian Henderson is expected to return to the team in place of the ruled out James Ryan. Rafa Nadal sealed his place in the quarterfinals at the tournament at Indian Wells, beating American Riley Opelka in straight sets. The big serving American, who stands at 6 foot 11 inches in height, took both sets to tiebreaks, but Nadal won them both to set up a clash against Australia's Nick Kyrgios. And finally in golf, Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell will be in action on the PGA Tour later. They're taking part in the Valspar Championship in Florida.